Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports. Yes, it is Thursday, January 13th, 2022. We're so grateful you joined us. And we've got a great guest today, one of the entrepreneurs, small businessmen of America who have decided to make the leap to politics, Gary Rabine from the great state of Illinois. He is going to run for governor in Illinois. He's going to talk to us why more and more business executives are taking the leap to politics. What it has been like. Illinois is the big government poster child. California, Illinois, New York are the biggest government, big government solutions to everything. And even though they took a big government approach to COVID, for instance, their COVID rates are no different than those who have remained open. And he's going to talk a little bit about how Illinois residents are tiring, how Illinois voters are tiring of this big government approach, what they're looking for, and how 2022 and 2024 could be transformative elections. He is running for the Republican nomination for governor and the right to challenge Democrat J.B. Pritzker, who a lot of Democrats think will one day be presidential material. Illinois has lots of problems. Its COVID is not under control. Its crime is out of control, particularly in the city of Chicago. It had a hard time getting its teachers to teach in the classroom. It has high taxes. It has a large number of people voting with their feet and running out of the state, moving to other states that are more tax-friendly, regulatory-friendly. And it is a real challenge. There is no doubt that this generation of Illinois residents are facing some hard questions about whether they made good choices in the past. And Gary Rabine is going to be here to talk about that in just a second. Before we get to that, just a couple quick stories I want to point out on Just the News, because we've got some thinkers today. Now, one of the dynamics I want to point out, in the last 24, 48 hours, there has been a very negative reaction to Joe Biden's voting rights speech, and not from Republicans. Yeah, the Republicans did, let me be honest. Republicans didn't like it, but you would expect that. But some of the biggest name Democrats in Washington are criticizing Joe Biden, suggesting he went too far in criticizing anyone who objects to changing the filibuster or approving the voting rights legislation that the Democrats have, which is really a nationalization of elections. He compared them to segregationists. And in the last 24, 48 hours, first Dick Durbin, the minority whip, majority whip, the Democratic whip in the Senate, he has spoken out against Biden, and so has House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Joe Biden is running out of friends. Large numbers of people are beginning to doubt his communication strategy, his policies, his capabilities, his competence in office. And that's coming from his own side now. Very important dynamic to watch. So keep an eye on that. A lot of people have asked me this last year, who is this guy, Ray Epps? And there are a lot of speculation in conservative places that maybe he's an FBI spy, maybe he's a law enforcement plant, maybe he was a cooperating witness, because he's the guy that's seen advocating people storm the Capitol, but he doesn't actually get charged with anything. My reporting indicates that he's not linked to any particular law enforcement agency, at least not directly. And that was confirmed in the last 24 hours by the Democrats on the House committee that's investigating the January 6th riots. They say that they interviewed Epps, and Epps told them he has no connection to law enforcement. That's consistent to my reporting. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of people digging up dirt, turning things over, but you have to be careful, right? There's always a lot of rumor and innuendo. My sources have waved me off the notion that Epps is a direct law enforcement source. Now, that leaves open a lot of other options, or maybe there are other people in the crowd. We're doing a lot of investigating, but you know what? We're not going to speculate. When we get to the facts and we have the news nailed down, we'll tell you then. All right, a couple other big news stories. Queen Elizabeth II, well, she's never been too fond of either her sons, it appears. And today she made that all the more clear. Prince Andrew, who's mired in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal and facing a lawsuit for sexual abuse in New York, Queen Elizabeth II today stripped her own son, Prince Andrew, of all of his military titles. That is a major rebuke and a sign that the generation that was going to follow Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, appears to have lost favor. And, you know, you could just imagine Queen Elizabeth skipping a generation, skipping Charles, skipping Andrew as she has now, and going to the next generation with her grandsons. A fascinating, interesting dynamic to watch Queen Elizabeth II. That occurred today. I think this is the most important story of the day that we're to break and report on. ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, acknowledges, admits that they lost track of, get a load of this, more than 47,000 illegal immigrants who were released into the United States on Joe Biden's watch. This was in a letter this week to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. 47,705 of the roughly 100,000 migrants who were given a notice to report within 60 days failed to report. No surprise there. You let illegal aliens into the country, then you move them into the interior of the country. You think they really have an interest? It's almost half of the immigrants that they let into the country did not check in. This is another sign of just how potentially dangerous long-term open borders policies of the Biden administration, of currently of the Homeland Security Department, are. At some point, there has to be a consequence for not following the law and creating these scenarios where it becomes harder and harder to track down illegal aliens. It is an important one. And I keep an eye on that. It's one of the many good stories that my colleagues today have on Just the News. Finally, we'll give you one more before we go to commercial break. I'll give you two. There's another one that really caught my fancy this morning today. Lindsey Graham, the on-again, off-again, on-again friend of President Trump, the former Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, who sometimes investigates things, sometimes doesn't. Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Mitch McConnell as Republican Senate leader in the next Congress if McConnell does not make amends with Donald Trump, President Trump. Whoa, that's a big ask. I don't think that McConnell and Trump have any ground between them, that they can, any common ground right now. There's a lot of, I think the president, former president, calls McConnell the old crow. McConnell has called out Trump for some of the information that he put out there on elections. It's a big one, but keep an eye on it. Will Lindsey Graham keep his word? I don't know. We'll find out, right? All right. Finally, and not to be lost in all the other stuff, a very important story by my colleague, Greg Piper, who continues to do great work every day. I'm such a huge fan of his. Several of the international science bodies, these are real scientists, not politicians, are beginning to question the idea of repeated boosters to fight COVID-19. They're worried that firing them every 4, 6, 7 months is going to lower the immune system, not improve it, and that there may be a undercounting of some of the side effects that some people, not all, but the rare side effects that some people have, like heart inflammation, particularly in boys and young men. But the World Health Organization, its technical advisory group, other people are beginning to raise questions about that very important story. The European Medicines Agency, by the way, very prestigious, very well respected. And here's what they had to say. If we have a strategy in which we give boosters, let's say every 4 months approximately, immune response may end up not being as good as we would like it to be. We should be careful in not overloading the immune system with repeated immunization, because there's a risk of fatiguing the population with a continuous administration of boosters. That's the European Medicines Agency, very prestigious agency. You know, these were things that scientists like Jay Bhattacharya and the great Yale epidemiologist we had on our show last week, Harvey Rich, were saying a year ago, and they were getting poo-pooed and slammed and censored and chagrined by the Fauci mob. But today, it seems like there's a growing consensus that we're not going to booster our way out of COVID-19. Very important sentiments. Check those out at Just the News. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have our exclusive interview with Gary Rabine, the Republican candidate for governor in the great state of Illinois, a man who wants to bring a smaller government, more personal freedom approach to one of the big, big Democrat governments in America, the state of Illinois. Right after this commercial break. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 Gold. Or visit them at GenesisGoldGroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. As promised, a very special guest, one of a growing number of business executives, business entrepreneurs who are making the leap to politics. They're tired of watching government fall into the hands of lifelong politicians who spend, grow government, and don't make things better. And in the state of Illinois, Gary Rabine has made a big difference in the election already. He's running for Republican nomination for governor. He is arguing for more personal freedom, less government, less taxes, less regulation, because, hey, Illinois is losing people. And so we're going to find out right now why Gary is having so much success. Gary, welcome to the show.
John, I'm running for governor in Illinois. I'm a job creator. I've been creating jobs all my life. For 40 years, I've built businesses from 18 years old on, and I've been blessed to be born and be able to build business in the great state of Illinois and the great country of America.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm running. The reason I began my trek to run was I see really that boy, this American, Illinois American dream is falling by the wayside. And my role is going to be to stop that and actually, you know, become that great state of Illinois where in the center of the greatest country in the world, where jobs are abundant and businesses just thrive, right?
It's such an amazing thing because you're a serial entrepreneur. You've had this extraordinary success of working in the free market, coming up with solutions and products and services that resonate with the marketplace and do. And adapting that to politics is sort of what we've been seeing, this new path that's been cut. We've had President Trump was a businessman who suddenly went into politics. You had Glenn Youngkin, lifelong businessman, goes into politics, turns a blue state red in last November. What is it about the entrepreneurial innovation cycle that makes, you know, business leaders good politicians?
You know what, I think it's as we grow businesses, if we're paying attention to the regulatory environment that inhibits our ability to grow businesses, boy, we start learning that people in politics that have no business experience, have no business being there, in my opinion. Right? They're handing down regulations that kill jobs in their states or their communities. And I got to tell you, it's frustrating as heck. So I think, you know, when we're in business for years, as I've been and others, I think you have a keen eye on what's killing your state economically. You know, simple economic. I barely made it through high school, John. I graduated from high school and at 18 years old, really jumped into the paving business, seal coating and paving business. You know, kind of dirty jobs. You know, I was passionate about it. And we were able, myself and my team were able to grow our business to be one of the strongest national companies in our space, paving parking lots everywhere in the country, right? And that can only happen in America. And so now when you get into I'm in my upper 50s, and when you get in your upper 50s, you're looking back and saying, boy, what a great ride. But what can I do to make sure others can have the same opportunity for this American dream, right? And when we see what's going on in states like Illinois, the crushing regulatory environment, you know, small businesses are dwindling and jobs in small businesses are dwindling. We're losing, 50, 60,000 jobs a year that are going out to other states. So my thing is just, hey, that the keen eye on what hurts this economic engine is what I'm confident I can be the mechanic of and help fix.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are rooting for those sort of fixes. They've seen what big government looks like, and they've seen what big failure looks like. And I think they're looking for people who can get solutions that work and that return our freedom back to our personal self. You have been a very eloquent, outspoken critic of both the big government approach of Governor Pritzker, and then go down to the city of Chicago, which has every ill you could imagine right now, right? Violence, illegal immigration, showing up there with the gangs, and a teachers union that doesn't seem to want to teach students. They want to keep finding ways to keep out of the classroom and keep students remote. Tell us what's most frustrated you about Chicago First and the teachers union, and what you would do as governor to change that dynamic.
So, John, when you're an entrepreneur, to survive and to be great at what we do, we have to be the best at serving our customers. And if you really want to grow, you know, my goal is to grow world-class companies. And we've got these little businesses that start from nothing. And our goal is always to become world-class. Now, it takes some time to do that. But I got to tell you, the key ingredient is serving your customers better than anybody else in your competitive market, whether it's local or national. And so we've been successful in doing that in four or five of our 13 companies that we have today. And the remaining companies are striving to be that as well, world class. Now, when I look at serving, I look at, you know, how do our teachers unions serve our kids, our children, and our families in Chicago? Terrible. There's just no service element to it at all, right? I mean, they only care about themselves. And until we have somebody that can negotiate, a leader, mayor, governor, right? They can actually negotiate to demand great service to our kids and our families again. We're going to continue to be one of the worst school systems in the country. And in the same respect, policing, right? Until we serve our communities with safety, I mean, that is our biggest responsibility, in my opinion, as far as what tax dollars and leaders in our government do. The biggest responsibility is, how do we keep our communities safe? And right now, Chicago is the murder capital of the country nowadays. We have more murders for any big city in the country. We've got more carjackings, smash and grabs, and all these things. To solve these issues, now it's kind of simple. Of course, it's not simple, but the solution on paper is pretty simple. It's create an element of accountability. You know, enforce the law, put people in jail, keep the bad guys in jail. Make sure those that want it, that they're thinking about being bad guys, don't want to be, because the results are jail time and bad life situations. Instead, in Illinois, in Chicagoland area especially, right? It's the criminals are the victims now, and the police are the criminals. And so until you straighten out those simple things, we won't be able to serve our community with real law enforcement and safety like they deserve.
It's such an important thing, and it's funny. Things like what happens in your backyard drive people to vote in ways that you can have lots of theoretical issues, but when it's in your backyard, when you're seeing innocent school children getting shot dead on the street, or you know a neighbor that was carjacked or home invaded, all of a sudden you realize, hey, there's something wrong here. I can't stand still any longer. And it seems like America is in that that moment now of recognition that whatever sounded good after George Floyd, you know, the Democrats sold, it simply isn't working. I want to take you to the guy you may run against, Governor Pritzker, the look at his record. He was, you know, the classic big government governor, big mandates, regular mandates, public health emergency, large sweeping emergency powers. And yet Illinois woke up yesterday morning to one of its largest case totals it's ever seen. And it seems as though it hasn't fared any better than states that were much more open, like Texas and Florida. Do you think people are ready to have that debate in Illinois that big Democrat, big government policies aren't working? We need a new approach.
100%. John, as I travel around Illinois, all over Illinois, from, you know, very heavy Democratic areas in the urban environments to the country and the farming areas of Illinois.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, they're all feeling the heat. All of us are feeling the heat. Okay. When you look at the results of our shutdown, lockdown in Illinois, it's been one of the worst in the country, as you probably know. Our schools, our businesses, our small businesses. When you look at the results of it, what do we find? No healthier of an environment than the average state in the country. You look at the states that have been open next door to us and across the country, they've got no more deaths than we have, in most cases less deaths than we have. They've got no more cases than we have, in many cases less cases than we have.
It's crazy.
Right? So there's no element of collaboration at all from these blue governors and you know, this failed governor J.B. Pritzker. I mean, this guy, in my opinion, doesn't collaborate with anybody but his far left, social group. And I got to tell you, he's failed so much in the state. I believe that 835 murders in Chicago, which, again, when you look at these numbers, John, you know, compared to New York, which is no safe haven, New York with about 500 murders last year, Chicago with 835. Okay, we say, okay, it's 335 more. No, it's not. It's five times more the murders, right? New York is 3.3 times the size of Chicago.
Yep.
So we've got five times more murders than New York, okay? And some of this is because of the lockdowns. Some of this is because, you know, we've got kids, young kids on the street carjacking and smash and grabs, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids. So there's just no accountability. And again, the kids are on the street. They're not in school. Businesses are being run out of business in Chicago. You know, the small restaurant families are being crushed. Bars and restaurants are being crushed. And now they're putting more burden on these businesses as they demand businesses to be the COVID police, right? And I tell you, it's unbelievable how ignorant they are that they don't think that livelihoods are important along with life, right? Life is important and safety is so important. We have to concentrate on that. But livelihoods are also very important, and they don't seem to care about that.
Yeah, it does seem like there's a tone deafness or a harshness to the response that these big government Democrats, big government bureaucrats say that the more the people speak, the more they try to bat down the people's will. It's really a remarkable battle of wills. I'm going to pivot to the economy for a second, because as a man who's built successful businesses, we're seeing this record inflation, which clearly is a form of taxation because it takes money out of your wallet, reduces your buying power, makes you make hard choices about, do I fill the tank of gas or fill my refrigerator? Do you think as a governor, the economic issue is going to play, you know, the governor candidate going to play in this year's election? And if so, what are some of the things that you see other states doing that you'd like to do? Or maybe you have some ideas that even other states aren't trying to help people ease their burden at the gas tank, the supermarket, all the places where they're getting crunched by inflation.
Yeah. So I believe the economics are going to have a big factor. I think in our state of Illinois, safety and is going to be a huge thing.
Sure.
as we talked about, you know, recently.
No
I think
doubt.
Education is going to be a big deal because, you know, Governor Pritzker, failed Governor J.B. Pritzker, really, he thinks he should be deciding, you know, what goes on in our classrooms, him and his legislators. Okay, so I think that's going to be a big factor. But economics, if people pay attention to economics in Illinois after those first two subjects, they're so important. It's a big deal. You know, John, we lost 122,000 people that moved out of Illinois. this failed governor, J.B. Pritzker, he's the all-star realtor of the surrounding states. I mean, if there's a Realtor of the Year award, he deserves it.
People are voting with their feet, right? They're leaving Illinois.
They're leaving, and I got to tell you, the surrounding governors and the surrounding business development leaders of these other states, they're all smiles. They love this guy Pritzker. I guarantee it. And it's sickening, right? Because there's no reason that we should be losing this many people and 50,000-60,000 jobs a year. No reason, except for the ignorance of leaders that don't get it. And so okay, economically, here are the things that are going on. As the states around us, John, are around 3% unemployment. So back to basically pre-COVID issues and numbers, and some of them are even better than pre-COVID, okay? Illinois, we just cracked 6%. We just dropped to below 6%. So we've got somewhere around 160 to 180,000 more people out of work in Illinois per capita than our surrounding states. And why is that? Because we've been okay to shut down businesses. We've been okay to basically keep moms and dads home from work because with easily accessible unemployment with bonuses. Okay. So we've got many people out of work for reasons that they want to be with their kids who are home from school, right? Who aren't in school for a bunch of the last couple of years. Unemployment's really easy to get in Illinois. You don't have to really prove that you're working hard to get a job.
Right.
And up until recently, they've been getting bonuses, right? So we've got 6% unemployment compared to our surrounding states, so about 3%. Now that's a crazy, terrible difference, right? And if you look at what we're doing, the things that this governor and these leaders are doing to our state. They've shut down businesses. They picked winners and losers when our surrounding states have strived to keep businesses open, right? So you've got a lot less small businesses that are in the market now. They've really made it almost impossible for those businesses that are trying to grow in Illinois to hire people because nobody wants to get off their duff because they're accustomed to unemployment. Many people are accustomed to making way more money in unemployment than if they went to work in the restaurant or that factory or
right.
that industry like mine, that construction industry like I'm in. So again, we're damaging our own economy. It's almost like a competition to the bottom, in my opinion. And this, failed governor, J.B. Pritzker, who's never built a job or a business in his life, he doesn't think it's that important. These working class jobs, and he's doing it. In my opinion, he's purposely doing what he can to ruin it for working families.
Yeah, there's no doubt that scrutiny is growing. And one of the things that became a seminal moment in the Virginia election, the off-year election last year, was this utterance by the Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe that parents shouldn't have a say in how their children are educated. And you just had a moment a month ago in Illinois where Pritzker and the Democratic legislature removed the ability of a parent to be notified if their minor child is about to get an abortion. Talk about the battle for parental rights, whether it's abortion, what goes on in the classroom, other places. Is there a sentiment in Illinois? Where are the sentiments in Illinois with parents about whether government's getting too intrusive in the raising of their children?
So, I believe that, socialist leadership is all about, raising the kids in your community, government raising your kids instead of parents. And this is just another example of that, right? I think, it's been polled, and I think it's a far majority, like 65-75% of Illinoisans believe that as parents, parents of their 13, 14, 15-year-old daughter, that they should be notified if their daughter is considering an abortion, right? But these son of a guns, they're so emboldened. These legislators and J.B. Pritzker, failed governor J.B. Pritzker, so emboldened that he can't lose, right? That he passed a law where parents will not be notified in the future if that 13, 14-year-old doesn't want to let their parents know, of course. They just go get their abortion without even saying a word. And think about this. I mean, it's terrible that could be the case in any family. But think about how terrible it is when you have human trafficking that's going on into our state, because we're one of the most friendliest states to illegal immigrants and felon illegal immigrants. We're the most friendly state, and Pritzker actually would state that with his laws, we've become the most friendly state to illegal immigrants, right? And including felons. So what does that mean? All right, so now you've got more human trafficking and drug trafficking in our state than any state in the Midwest, because it's a safe place for them. Okay. Now, if there's human trafficking and they've got a young girl that's pregnant, it's pretty easy for them to take that girl into an abortion center for free. Okay. By the way, because we pay for them here in Illinois, we become the abortion capital of the country as well. You know, so think about the ease of a human, of a trafficker that you know, take a 13, 14 year old little girl in, right, and get their baby aborted and move on to business. I mean, how sick is that? And that's what we've become here in Illinois.
It is an amazing debate. I just feel like this debate, there's two camps, right? There's the camp that says we, the government, know better than you, the parent or the individual citizen, what's good for your family, your children. And then the other party, which you obviously come from, that says we, the people, are our best advocates and judges for our own children, our own families, our own futures, our own business opportunity. And I think this 2022 election is going to turn on that election, on that question, which is, who knows better? Do we trust the people, which is what our founding fathers always preached and created a system to enable? Or do we move to this idea that government's going to dictate everything? Here in the District of Columbia, starting this Saturday, I can't go to the grocery store. I can't go to a restaurant, get food for myself, unless I have an ID and a vaccine card. And okay, that's fine. But this is the same city that also says, if I go to my voter booth, I shouldn't have to have an ID because that would be racist. These mixed messages of big governance has just driven people nuts. And I suspect that that's going to be the case. When you look at Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, obviously mayors have a lot of power. It doesn't seem that Governor Pritzker has been willing to buck her much. I mean, he tried to prod her on the school thing by getting him some tests and stuff, but he didn't speak out and say, you're just wrong, don't do that. What is the future of Chicago under Lightfoot? And do you think there's even a leadership change that Chicago could pull off in the next couple of years?
Boy, I got to believe there's some new leaders that are going to be in, that are going to be running that are, you know, strong, you know, in my opinion, conservative minded people, whether they're Democrats in the middle or Republicans right. In the middle, it's going to take that probably to win.
Right.
But we've got the president of the police that I know is considering running for mayor. He's a strong character person. This John Cassidzara, very strong. I think he may be a Democrat, but I got to tell you, he's a conservative minded person that understands how important policing is. Of course,
right.
He's led as the president of the police union there, better than any public sector union leader I've seen in a long time, really looking out for the best interest of his police and the community way more than, Lori Lightfoot or this Governor Pritzker cares to do. So there's him and there's a couple others I know that are looking to run that are, you know, like I said, probably conservative Democrats. Maybe somebody will run on the Republican ticket. That's, you know, kind of middle, right. Kind of center. That's what it's going to take to win probably. But I got to tell you that the community is really looking and demanding change right now. So I believe we're going to have a crazy wave in Illinois and Chicago that we've never seen before. As I travel around, I'm unabashedly a conservative, and I say that wherever I go. And these Democrats are not as offended or shut off from me as they once were. I think that, you know, smart Democrats realize the socialists have stolen their party. And I believe those smart Democrats realize the Republican Party is the only working family party anymore. And the socialists have stolen really the Democratic Party, especially in states like Illinois.
You know, I talked to so many Democrats and they express that sense of, I don't recognize my own party. What happened to it? When was I asleep and missed all this? It is a real, real dynamic among many middle of the road and wise Democrats that don't recognize the policies and personas and sentiments being expressed by the left side of their party. Gary, how do people follow what you're doing? And this is a year-long endeavor. You got the primary, got the general, if you advance. How do people stay in touch with the work you're doing and follow your policies and your positions and the developments of the campaign?
Yeah, so we got a lot of exciting stuff going on, including that Supreme Court lawsuit last Friday, and we got a lot of things we're doing here in the state of Illinois to fight. So it's, you know, Rabine for Governor, Rabine, rabineforgovernor.com, right, is where we're at. But I got to tell you, we've got some really interesting things coming up. And again, that Supreme Court battle last Friday, which we're expecting a decision on any day, is going to be a big one. When we win that, it's going to set a precedent that we can hopefully, you know, use as we go after the state and, you know, these state mandates and such that we're going to be seeing, right, you know, follow shortly, right?
Yeah, such an important thing. And you were an important voice in that lawsuit. Just talk a little bit about what's at stake in that case.
Yeah, so John, I've been blessed to be part of some national organizations that I've helped grow. One was Job Creators Network. Have you ever heard of that? Bernie Marcus started about 12 years ago. I was one of the first CEOs in that group, and I've been a member ever since. And when we realized that Biden was going to pass this, you know, try to pass this law, this 100 employee mandate vaccine law, I looked at, you know, my businesses. We have a few hundred people on our teams.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I am not going to fire any one of my teammates. And many of these people, I love all these people, right? But many of them are like family to myself and my son and our leaders. I got to tell you, we're not firing anybody because their health, their doctors, their religion guides them not to take a vaccine. And so if we're standing strong with that, there's going to be big fines if we don't really go against the grain. So I partnered with my friends at Job Creators Network. If you know
Alfredo Ortiz, sure, he's been on the show many times.
All right, well, he's a good friend of mine. I've been involved in Job Creators Network since the very beginning with Alfredo and these guys. Anyway, so we got together with myself, Alfredo, and a few other CEOs across the country, and we filed this lawsuit, and we've had great luck in the circuit courts until they did uphold Biden's mandate in the Sixth Circuit a few weeks ago. And then we immediately, within 43 minutes, we had an appeal filed, and then Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, accepted that appeal, and it was heard last Friday, and basically, you know, we're saying that, hey, we know the damage this law is going to do to business, to small business and jobs, and we also believe that it's a huge overreach, and so last Friday, we think there's two or three left. Very far left justices that politicize this thing they're going to go the opposite way on us. But we think we're going to get a majority decision here shortly to say that is unconstitutional and it's not going to be upheld. It'll be a big win for us.
It will be. And it will set the tone for future mandates because this court's ruling will really decide where the line between government power and individual freedom exists. Such an important one. We covered it stem to stern last week. We had Alfredo on the podcast talking about it. It is a historic case, and it's fascinating to see your work and role in that. And we'll have to see where the court shakes down. I assume we may get a ruling any day now.
Well, and the interesting thing is that around the same time, Biden flew into Chicago, into O'Hare. He had a meeting with our failed governor, J.B. Pritzker, and to connive a plan that J.B. would just take this to the state level. And sure enough, that's exactly what he did. Now, the OSHA thing didn't work out so well, so he's going to go through the Labor Department, Illinois Department of Labor, and he's going to be demanding that as a state law now that any business 100 employees or more have to be vaccinated, right? So again, we're going to have to fight it again, and we're going to figure that out. But I got to tell you, it's amazing how this guy Pritzker believes. Number one, he believes he should be the next president of the United States. So he is basically, in my opinion, Biden's not so mini me. Okay. He's everything that Biden does, he's right there with him.
Yeah.
No matter how crazy and stupid it is, this guy believes that he's going to be the next president. He's going to fall in line with everything this great, what he thinks is a great president is doing. Right. And so again, we're going to have to be ready to fight this one next, but we will be. And I think that's the key is we as Americans who love this great country have to stand up to this tyranny.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think it was the great Frederick Douglass that say the weak are the first to be beaten and the most often to be beaten. You have to stand up. You have to voice, even in cancel culture and all the silliness we live in, standing up for what you believe in is such an important thing for ensuring your freedom. And I know folks in Illinois are watching closely as you stand up for their freedoms and advocate these policies. Ray Bine for governor, that's the place for folks to check out all that Gary's doing. If you want to stay in touch with him, sign up for his email alerts and social media. Great thing. Gary, we're going to try to get you back on the show. This is one of the most important gubernatorial races in 2022, and we're going to be watching closely as you navigate this remarkable moment in American history.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate your time and appreciate being on the show. I've been a fan for a long time, so thank you.
It's an honor to have you on, and we're looking forward to watching and getting you back on. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks. That wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. So grateful you joined today. I really, really do appreciate all the support. When you listen, when you click, when you read, when you watch, you are supporting the brand. You're allowing our advertisers to engage. We are forever grateful for what you're doing to help us and our brand. And I just want to say thanks. We have a lot of opportunities for you in 2022. We are going to have a brand new television show, News Not Noise. It is on track to launch on Monday, January 31st, so just over 2 weeks from now. I'm going to be co-hosting that show with my good friend and amazing journalist, Amanda Head. That will be airing every night at 6 p.m., so we're very excited about that. The second opportunity is, you know, we started this VIP club a year ago with the idea that, you know, I understand sometimes people don't want to have so many ads on their website. I sometimes feel bad that I have to have advertising on the website, but that's how we make money to sustain ourselves. But if you want to get rid of the ads and the autoplay videos, both which make us a lot of money, that goes towards supporting our reporters. We're not taking any profit out of the company. We're putting it all back into journalism. But if you're tired of the ads and you also say, you know, every so often I wouldn't mind to hang out with John Solomon or Greg Piper or any of the great reporters and journalists that are part of Just the News, I've got an offer for you. This year, right now, you can join the Just the News VIP Club. It is a great club for many reasons. The first off is you get a version of the website. Once you log in, you put your login credentials, you get a version of the website, no ads. It's ad-free. No dancing bears, no autoplay videos. You just get the news straight and clean in a nice clean format. Secondly, once a month, I throw a form that you get a VIP invitation to. You get to sit with me or some of our reporters here, and we answer your questions. We have a conversation for an hour or two. It is an incredible experience for me. I love it, but we really want the ability for our readers to ask questions, to engage us, to throw us ideas. And these monthly meetings, the VIP club meetings, are amazing. If you want to join this community, first off, you'll be putting money towards our journalism, which I'm forever grateful for. All you got to do is go to justthenews.com/subscribe. Let me give you that again. justthenews.com/subscribe. It's $4.99 a month or $44.95 if you pay a whole year in advance. You're going to get an incredible opportunity to engage, to talk to me, to talk to other reporters, ask questions, get to meet other readers, and read the website, read the newsletter without any ads. If that's intriguing to you, exciting to you, something worth trying, then by all means, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. I will be forever grateful if you do it. We'll grow our audience, we'll grow our relationship with you, and you'll help us do more reporters. Listen, if just 10,000 people signed up for the VIP club, we could add 2 new reporters. So that's a pretty cool deal. 10,000 people. We've got millions of readers a month. I think about 6 million readers a month. Hey, help us. If just 10,000 of you could subscribe, it would make a huge difference. We could bring a few more reporters in, break a few more stories, dig into January 6th, dig into the IRS, dig into some of the ethics issues that dog Democrats and Republicans alike. So I say, take the plunge. If you can do it, I would be forever grateful. Finally, we announced this just before Christmas, but I want to remind you, we now have a full app for the smartphone, for the iPad. You can get it on the Apple Store, or you can get it on the Android Store for smartphones and smart tablets. Download it. It's an amazing experience. What I like about it is at the bottom rim of the Just the News experiment, you get to experience this 4 different ways. One is you can read us. When you click on that button, you get the traditional website. When you click on listen, you get our radio network, which we, the podcast network with myself and so many of the other great journalists, Christian Toto and so many others that we're so lucky to have. Check that out. It's like having a radio network. There's some really, really amazing programming on there. Victor Davis Hanson, one of the greatest minds in all of America today, one of the greatest champions of freedom. He's got an amazing show. Christian Toto has his Hollywood show. And of course, my fellow great investigative reporter, someone I am so proud of, Cheryl Atkinson, she has a weekly show that is so worth watching. And we're going to add some new ones in the not-so-distant future, which will also be fun. So check those out as well. When you click on the watch experience, you basically get Just the News TV. We have every day a daily newscast called Just the News Now. In less than a minute and 15 seconds, we give you the top headlines. We have some special features, exclusive interviews, eyewitness accounts. We were up at the Michigan parent protest the other night. That's fun. And then we have our original specials that I've done. And soon you'll have my nightly TV show on there. So read is easy. Watch is easy. Listen is easy. And the last one is share. Whatever you're on at the moment you're on Just the News, there's a share button. You click on that. It sends you the ability to send the story by email, by social media, by text message, however you want to reach someone. But it gives you a chance to spread the word about Just the News. So check out our brand new app. Another very important opportunity to engage Just the News and do it in a special way. And when you have the app, and if you join the VIP club, the app becomes ad-free just by logging in. That's pretty cool as well. All right, that's enough for me. I want to say thank you for all you do. May God bless you. May God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. Until then, be sure to check out Just the News. We've got you covered 24/7 with the breaking news. And good night. God bless you. Thank you. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.